Amen. If you've got your word with you, and I trust that you do, it's Children's Church. I'm going to remember that. I remembered it once. Children's Church is dismissed. Psalms. Book of Psalms 127. I lose a large part of the congregation when children's church is dismissed. Maybe that's why I don't do it. Several of you have asked for tapes of messages thus far. I really can't remember them. I'm going to have to start writing down your specific things. Some of them I remember. And I've got those that I remember specifically here today. But also I think I've made one of every message that I have a tape on. So today, if you want one, just let me know. And if you've got your newsletter, then what it says. And by the way, while I'm thinking about newsletters, some of you, I may not have your address. Or I may not have the correct address. And if this is so, please get with me. I want to send you a newsletter. If I don't have it, let me know. I'll send it to you. And if I do have it, I'm giving you the wrong address or whatever, get me straightened out. But if you've got your newsletter, what you saw and what you read was about the tape ministry. And what this is tapes. And it will strictly work on a love offering. Not going to put a price on a tape. I've gotten many, many tapes through the mail throughout my Christianity. And I would get them and there'd be a price stuck on them. And sometimes a real high price. And when I got the thing, there wasn't anything on it. But I want you to work in a when I say nothing on it, I mean nothing on it. Words were there, but not the word. Is that good? But what this will work on is strictly love offering, and whatever that you feel that you can give in a love offering basis, then that's the way it'll work. And I want you to share them and give them. The first thing that the Lord spoke to me when first Sunday, I shared with you that the first thing that the Lord would begin here would be a tape ministry. He's began the tape ministry. The next thing will be the radio ministry. Okay. So here they are. Now, I have got 30 minutes. All right. I will be ministering today, this morning, and tonight on the home and the family. The home and the family. So if you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn to Psalms 127. We're going to read this psalm. And before I read it, I want to say this. When Elijah was translated in Kings, 2 Kings, there was 50 prophets. Who's read that story? When Elijah was translated, the whirlwind, all of that happened. Do you remember that story? Well, when he was translated, there was 50 prophets standing, watching. 50 prophets. And what I really want to get you doing is not just to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word. That's the way James says it. But if we look at Elijah, that time that he was translated, that time that he was caught up by the fiery chariot, if you'll look at that, there was a ministry that was going right along with Elijah. He walked with Elijah. He was close to Elijah. He wasn't a hearer only of the word. He was doing what Elijah said to do. And when that chariot came, there were 50 prophets on the other side of Jordan watching all of this happen. Elijah was caught up and the mantle came back down. And who did the mantle fall on? Who did the mantle come down to? Elisha. He that had walked with Elijah. And with that ministry, or with that mantle, with that anointing, Elisha done twice the miracles that Elijah did. 50 prophets, though, stood over there watching. 50 prophets, hearers of what Elijah had to say, but was not walking with Elijah. And when the mantle came back down, when the anointing came back down, when the abilities came back down, it fell on the ministry that was walking with Elijah. Now, Elijah done twice the miracles. In the New Testament, in Acts chapter 2, The mantle came back down. Jesus went up, did he not? In the spirit of Elijah. And the Holy Ghost came back down, the anointing, the mantle. Who did it come down on? Those who had walked with Jesus. Those who were doing what Jesus said to do. And Jesus said, you will do more than I have done. More than I've done. And I said all of that to say this. There is an anointing that's coming down today and lighting on some of us that are walking with Jesus, that are doing what he said to do, that are getting in that upper room, that are getting up there in one mind and in one accord, and that Holy Ghost is blowing in our lives. But there are also those over there in the other temple watching. Be ye hearers of the word, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Now you can stand there and watch it happen. Lance wrote a speech, and on that speech there was three kinds of people. And there's three kinds of people in this room. There are people who make things happen. There are people who watch things happen. And then there are people that said, what happened? Now you can be either one of those that you want to be. But what I want to get you doing is to be doers of what we're talking about and what we're speaking about. Because if you'll do some of the things that I'm telling you today, it'll correct your home life. And from time to time, to preach the countenance, the whole thing of the Word of God, I'm going to be coming to you with ministry for your home. And that's what this is today. 90% of the problems that we will have in this assembly, in this church, will begin at your home. So if I can eliminate the percentages of problems that you're having at home, then what am I doing here? Eliminating the problems that I'm going to have here. 90% of the spiritual problems that you'll be having will begin at your home. But what I want to show you today is if you'll allow the Lord to build the house, you won't have problems. If you'll do it by biblical principles and biblical standards, if you'll allow the Lord to build your home, you'll have Bible results if you do it by Bible principles. I guarantee it. If you want your home to stand, if you want your home to work, the only way, everybody say only, only way it's going to work is if you allow the Word of God to build your home. Allow Christ in you to build your home. All right. Psalms 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Except Jesus builds your home, except God builds your home, except the Word of God builds your home, you're wasting your time. I said, unless you're allowing the principles and God's Word to build your home, you are wasting your time. It's vain. It's wasting of time. It will fall. Bible promise. And over the airwaves today, you hear a lot of Bible promises, prosperity promises. I'll give you one. If you do not allow Jesus Christ to build your home, it will end up like, I'm going to use the figure of 60%, but I'm sure that it's higher than that. 60% of all marriages fallen. Except the Lord build the house, they that build it labor in vain. Look at verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, what does that mean? Simply this. You can sit up all night long worrying about your kids. You can stay up all day worrying about your home, about your husband, about your wife, about your kids. But it is vain useless. You're wasting your time. Except the Lord build the house. You can cry in your soup. You can weep over your potatoes. You can sit at your bread all day long. But except Jesus Christ establish your house, it is vain. And I don't care how much crying you do, how much weeping you do, unless you build it according to Bible principles and promises, it will fall. If you want your home to work, if you want your house to work, you have got to do it by the established pattern. We'll go ahead and read the rest of this psalm. Lo, children are an heritage, and that should be from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As sorrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver. And how many arrows you got in your quiver, Ed? 5, 6? That's a lot of kids, isn't it? If you got it full, that's how many you going to have, 5 or 6? Mine's not full. But happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with his enemies in the gate. You'll be proud of your children, and your quiver will be full if you allow the Lord to build the house. Now, does that make sense right off the bat? I want to establish what I'm saying. Except you let Him do it, and you build your home upon Bible promises, it is a Bible promise, it will fall. All right, let's go to the New Testament, Matthew. In chapter 7, I want you to tie these two verses of Scripture together. Because I want to show you the Bible promise. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Man, I'm really speaking to you more than anything today. It is more the responsibility of the man to see that the home is built upon the proper principles than it is the woman's. But it is still the woman's place if the man will not. But basically speaking, it's the man's place. Now look at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. We all know this scripture, but you probably never had it put to you this way. Because I'm putting it to you for your home, and then I'm going to bring it to the local church. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. If you're a wise man, you're going to build your house upon the rock. And who is the rock? Christ Jesus. He is the rock. And unless you build your house on Him, you're foolish. A wise man builds his house on who? A rock. And who is the rock? Jesus. If I'm a wise man, then I build my house on who? Jesus. Verse 25. And the rain descendeth, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. The Bible, we were talking this morning in Sunday school, Brother Don, Sunday school class. If you're not coming, you need to. The flood came. Flood's coming in your life. One home, one house was built on the rock. Genesis chapter 6, 7, 8, 9. His name was Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the flood's coming in your life. The wind's coming in your life. And it's going to beat, as I think Luke says, inherently upon your house. It's coming. And what will determine if it stands or falls is what you've built on. I said, what you have built on will determine if your house will stand or if your house will fall. And a wise man builds his house on who? Jesus. Verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not should be likened unto a foolish man. Now, right now, you know if you're wise or if you're foolish. Right now. Is your house standing or is it falling? When the floods come, when hard times come, when the wind comes, does it shake and tremble and fall? Do you have to start all over and build it again? Or can it take it? If you're wise, it can take it. If you're foolish, it'll fall every time. Foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And what happened to it? It fell. Bible promise. You build your house on Jesus and the pattern and the principles that he set forth for us to build upon, your house will stand. Other hand, flip it over. You do it another way, you do it your way. Bible promise, it will fall. Now that's straight and that's plain, but that's Bible. And in those few verses, Jesus has summarized what is happening in your life. In your home, first of all, individually, are you building your tabernacle, your temple? Are you building it upon the rock? Bible principles and promises? And when hard times come into your life, do you find yourself getting away from the Lord, or are you standing firm? In your home, same principle. What happens to your home when times come? Floods and tribulations and winds. In the church, same principle. If we will not build this church upon the Word of God, it will not work. It will fall. You'll be looking for another pastor. Now, you got to know that as well as I. Because sometimes I'm going to teach the Word and share the Word, and you ain't going to like it. And sometimes I'm going to come to your home and knock on your door, and I'm going to sit down with you and open up the Bible and share with you Bible principles that you're not doing. And you're not going to like it. But that's what a pastor does. Now, that's what this is all about. Three realms, individually, your home and the church. Two institutes God has ordained, the home and the church. And they are likened, they're nearly carbon copies of each other. Father, children, mother, we'll do it right. Father, mother, children, pastor, elders, and saints, deacons. Elders and deacons and saints. We've already done that, haven't we? I don't need to spend time on that. So you see what I'm saying? If it will work, it has to be established on what the Lord says to do. Exodus chapter 25. I could go all the way back to where Don was this morning, but I'll just do it here in Exodus 25. While you're turning, I'll talk to you about what Don was talking about this morning. God told Noah to build an ark. Did he tell him how to build it? Did it work? Yes. Now, had Noah built that thing according to the way Noah wanted to build it, would it have worked? God's principle is simply this. He will tell you how to do it. And if you will do it the way he says to do it, it will work. If you do not do it the way he says to do it, and you allow your carnal mind, your carnal thinking, the dust, the sand to get involved into that thing, it will fall. If I do it my way, Ishmael, what did God say to Abraham about Ishmael? Get him out and the thing that caused him. Why have you been looking for pastors? They've done it their way. I said, was that too hard? Should I have said that? And it didn't work. Ishmael, get him out and the thing that caused him. Why do we see in the Pentecostal realm so many pastors falling? They're doing it their way. And God says, get it out and the thing that causes it. And if my life is not established and built upon the principles of the Word of God, get me out. Because I'll cause things in your life. And God wants it out of your life and the thing that caused it. Ishmael had to go. Exodus chapter 25. Moses went upon the mountain, and upon that mountain God gave him revelation. And if you read the mountain in the Bible, the mountain means two basic things. First of all, it's the place of revelation, and it's the kingdom. When you're in the kingdom of God, you'll get revelation. But in Exodus chapter 25, and let's read it verse 8, God has got Moses in the mountain. And he's going to give him the descriptions and the buildings of the pattern of the tabernacle of the wilderness, in verse 8. And let them make me, God speaking, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. And then verse 9. According, this is how I want you to make it, Moses. According to all that I show thee, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. After the pattern, I want you to get that word pattern. It has to be built after the pattern. He said, Moses, I don't care how you think it ought to be built. I want you to build it according to the pattern that I've shown you in the mountain. I want you to build everything about the tabernacle exactly like I tell you to build it. And what happened? They built it just like that. They hung up the curtains, and the glory of God filled that tabernacle. He filled that tabernacle because they followed the patterns and the instructions of God. And unless the Lord build the house, they that build it labor in vain. If they had built it any other way, it would have been useless. It would have just been an old ragged looking tent sitting out there. But it worked. And God's presence filled it. Follow it on over in the Chronicles and the Kings. Solomon instructed by his father David to build the Lord a house called Solomon's Temple. But do you know where that pattern came from? God had given it to David, the father of Solomon. And God told, well, let's look over it. Let's look at 1 Chronicles 28. Just not too far. You need to get this principle of the pattern. Well, 1 Chronicles 28, there's so much, I just hit a couple of them. David's dying. His days are over. He knows he's going to be with the Lord. So he is establishing his son, King of Israel. And it is David that wanted to build the Lord a house, this tabernacle, this temple. But God said no, because you're a bloody man. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, David's speaking, and he says, verse 3, But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. David couldn't build that temple. Now, he built the tabernacle of David, but that's a different thing from the temple of Solomon. Solomon's temple was a glorious thing. Now, verse 6, And he said unto me, David speaking, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Verse 10, Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build the house for the sanctuary, to be strong and do it. Now that's what David has told Solomon, to build the house. And David gave Solomon his son the what? The pattern, instructions. Verse 11, And David gave Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the house thereof and all the treasures. Verse 12, And the pattern of all that he had made by the Spirit. It keeps on going. You can read that whole chapter, and he's giving him instructions after instructions after instructions on how to construct it. God had written it on David's heart. David passed it along to Solomon, and the temple was filled with the instructions, first of all. And then verse 19, And this said David, The Lord made me understand in the writing of his hand that he even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage and do it. That's what I'm telling you today. Be strong. Be of good courage. Do it. Build your house according to the pattern. If I'm a father ministry and you're a Solomon, I'm encouraging you to build your temple, your tabernacle, according to the pattern God set forth for us to build it by. And what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 5? There's 120 of them blowing horns and trumpets in the same note, making the same sound. And the Spirit of God filled that place. And they fell, just like on the day of Pentecost. I showed that to the Wednesday night crew a couple of weeks ago. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 is a parallel to Acts chapter 2. 120 of them in there, making the same sound, homothamadon, same mind, same spirit. God comes in there in a mighty way in a cloud. He fills that temple because it had been built and constructed by the pattern. Acts in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, Jesus takes them upon a mountain. It's a place of revelation. He preaches to them the Sermon on the Mount. Some 30-something principles. And if you build your house according to Matthew 5, 6, and 7, it will stand. If you build it your way, Bible promise, it will fall. Now that's good. And God's principle throughout Scripture, you build it according to the way He says to do it, it'll stand. You do it your way, it'll fall. Simple. I preach deep sometimes, don't I? I can come to your house, and immediately, it doesn't take me long, I can tell if you're building your home and your house according to the pattern. Don't take long. And if it is not being built according to that pattern, then I know that somewhere you have forsaken the pattern God's given you. He hasn't missed it. You left Him. You left the pattern. If it is there and I see the glory of God filling your house, your home, I know that you have built your house according to the pattern. You come to my home, my house. It shouldn't take you long to tell if my house and my home is being built upon Bible principles and Bible patterns. If it is, you can leave my house saying, rejoicing in the name of the Lord, for that house is being built upon the name of Jesus, the rock. But if it is not, you'll leave in weeping, as I have left homes weeping, because they have forsaken the pattern and their house has fallen. Bible promise. Now, tonight, and it's 12 o'clock right now, tonight, let me just summarize for you what I'll be doing. I'll pick this up. I'll go through this real quick again. But I want to show you 4 points tonight. First point is that your home is the cornerstone of society. Your home is the cornerstone of society. And as your home changes, so society changes. As the home gets weaker and weaker, what happens to society? It gets weaker and weaker and more debased and more debased. So as the home goes, society goes. That'll be my first point. I'll liken it to the atom. A-T-O-M. Atom has 3 parts. Protons, neutrons, and electrons. Home has 3 parts. Mother, father, children. Church has 3 parts. Pastor, deacons, elders, saints. Deep. But you take nature right back to its base form, and you'll find the atom in everything. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You take it right back to its base form. But what happens when that atom splits? What happens when they drop that atomic bomb over Hiroshima, Nagasaki? What happened? Okay. What happens when your home splits? What happens when a church splits? Second point I'll be bringing out tonight is that you are wineskins. Jesus taught about wineskins being filled with new wine. Sometimes you're to act drunk. I'll leave that right there. I'll see if that gets... I'll look at your home, and I want to show you, too, that there are 2 ordained institutes in the world that God has ordained, the home and the church. I want you to see that. And then the last thing is that the Elijah ministry. And I was looking at it today with Judy. The Elijah ministry, Jesus spoke to them when they come down in Luke off of the Mount of Transfiguration. They were asking him about Elijah, and we're asking him, why does it say that Elijah should come first? And Jesus says this, Elijah not has come, but shall come. He says, but if you can hear it, Elijah has come. Looking up and looking at the ministry of Elijah, you find out that Elijah was to fulfill all things. And in Malachi, if you look at it, you'll find out that one of the things that Elijah's ministry was to do was to reconstruct the home. Now, when Elijah came in the time of Christ Jesus, the home was not reconstructed. Jesus says Elijah shall come as well as has come. There is an Elijah ministry being raised in the earth today that will reconstruct the home. You're part of it. You're part of it. One of the things of the ministries of the last days will be to reconstruct the home. Get it back into Bible principles and back into Bible promises and get the thing being constructed and build it again one more time on the pattern that Jesus has given us in the mountain. That has to happen. I'll show you tonight before he comes again. Is that okay? How many want to miss that? Does anybody want to miss that? Okay, I got you there. Stand on your feet.